Baruch Hashem, we should always share simchas with everybody. So we're in the parsha of Vayakel, Pekudei, finishing off Chumash Shmos. That's also parsha of Chodesh, the famous Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, the first Chodesh of the Jewish calendar. It says in the parsha that Atzei Shitim Oimdim, that the Atzei Shitim, the wood that was used for the walls of the Mishkan, Oimdim, standing upright. The Gemara dashes from here that is saying a type of Nevuah, the Oimdim, the Oimdim, the Oimdim, they will never be destroyed. They will put into Genita, and the Goyim never took control of them, they never burnt them down, they never destroyed them. Both of the Bate Mikdashes were burnt to the ground, nothing remained of them. But at the Shittim remained forever. The Sephorna says an amazing thing. He says, what was different between at the Shittim and the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash of Hashem was a bigger covenant for our Kodesh Baruch Hu than the simple wood. That's the Shittim. But he says, the difference is the kavanah that went into making it. When the Ati Shittim, where did they come from? They came already from the time of Yaakov Avinu, that he planted it with the intentions of it eventually being used for eventual Mishkan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Klal Yisrael had to leave Mitzrayim, those that were stronger in their Emunah and Bitachon Hashem. They're the ones who cut them down, and they had some type of knowledge, Kabbalah, that this is supposed to be taken with them, and they cut it down. People were running around for gold and diamond and everything else, and didn't have time for other things. These tzaddikim went with a tremendous bitachon and the excitement of making a bayis for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they brought it to Adam Mitzrayim and eventually to Eretz Yisrael. So says the Sephorno, something that was made with such pure kavanas has a kiyum for eternity. The Beis HaMikdash is true, there were a lot of tzaddikim involved, but it wasn't the same level, and even Chira Melech Tzor, Goyish King, also donated to it. Didn't have the same level of purity that the Mishkan had, and therefore didn't have the merit to remain eternally. In other words, it could have been, even if we would have not merited the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem could have made it. They sink into the ground and they come up again afterwards. They're meant to be burnt down and destroyed. So this is a tremendous insight. This is what it teaches us from this. How important is the proper intentions and the building blocks of the Mishkan. And we know that each one of us is a Mishkan and our family is a Mishkan. And it's the same thing when we're involved in doing things in the course of our life, whether it's bringing up our family, or how a husband behaves to his wife, or how he behaves to other people. Always think, I am setting up building blocks that are going to building blocks that are potentially building an eternal edifice of myself, my family, my neshama, and the more the proper kavanas are put into it, the more it will last. Because the etzem, if we think of it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal, and He gave us a neshama which is eternal. That's when everything should be eternal. That's the natural state of things. The emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal. So, how could it be that Klal is nothing eternal in this physical world? That's a chiddush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, that the physical world is limited. Bereishis Barah Elokim says he created the world with midas adin. Midas adin means limited. Chesed is with that, just giving over more and more and more. Din is everything specific amounts, shapes and sizes. And that's the physical world. It has a shape and size, and it has a lifespan, and there's nothing physical, no matter how solid it looks, that lasts forever. Everything has its half-life and whole life, and then it's finished. That's physicality. The spiritual world retains that eternal part to it, which is the true nature of everything, eternal, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's this, it's up to us to decide. How am I building my Mishkan, my private Mishkan, between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If it's guided by, I want to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to follow my neshama, then automatically it has a nature of eternity, because that's what it's all about. That's what neshama is all about. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about. That's what Torah Mitzvah is all about. Being tovik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if I have that intention, I'm setting up something eternal. And if I let the lack of purity get involved, sometimes it could be me this, I have to have things my way. Sometimes it can be different Yetzer, it's Tigris, Atzilus, everybody has the Yetzer that drags me to do things that I really know I shouldn't be doing. When I get dragged into that, then I'm bringing myself into the world of the physical, the temporary world, the world of just today is here and tomorrow is not there. And I'm limiting all that eternity that I can be faithful to. So now, like we said, we are a culmination of the Seder Shemois, which is starts with the Shibud in Mitzrayim and the Geula, Sefer HaGeula, which is basically the birth of Klal Yisrael. And that's the period of the year also, Chodesh Elohim, the first month of the year. We're starting everything all over again. It's a nice meeting that people have. Not too many people do it, but they're nice enough people that do it. It's something called Yom Kippur Kochim. An Erev Rosh Chodesh, they make like a little Yom Kippur, say Slichas, and they ended with Hashem Elohim, like we say in Yila and Yom Kippur, a very moving tefillah. But the most important part, at the end we say also Vidui, the most important part of the tefillah is not the tefillah itself, because if you just have an uplifting tefillah and you continue afterwards, you miss the boat. The idea of that is, in the beginning of the month, one should look, I'm starting a whole new cycle again, a new month. Let me imagine that I'm starting it with the Yom Kippur. How did I feel much the Yom Kippur? Or at the end of Yom Kippur, the Eid of Yom Kippur, all the feeling of closeness to Hashem, and thankful to Hashem for everything He gives me, and the desire to be chozer b'tshuva, and kabbalas that we take on ourselves. If we had the Yom Kippur cotton in that vein, I didn't just say the tefillah and a bunch of requests and the things from Hashem, asking for rachamim and tshuva, but you know what? Let me go back. I still already a half a year later. I still a little blurry, worn out memories of Yom Kippur, the highlights of Yom Kippur. I want to feel that for a little bit now and maybe start again all those Kabbalahs which I could have done throughout the year, but I already forgot about them. Let me refresh them. That's what we're saying. It's Nogeta every month, but more, even more so this month. And this month Hashem gave us from Yom Kippur Kotten until the Shoshu of 3 days. So Rosh Chodesh starts to prepare ourselves. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh of refreshing everything, starting again. We clean up the house, get rid of all the chametz and everything else, undesirable things in the house. And the egos, we relate to ourselves in a new way of that. Refresh that Keshav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, refresh the appreciation we have. And just think about this year, how much Chaskei Hashem we have seen in the course of the year. It was a year of a lot of demon. This day, the end of Adar, a year ago, the world looked like it was falling apart. It wouldn't be around a year later. The shuls were a little closing up. Last day I remember, we davened in the shul was Erev Chodesh Nisan. Then we had a long break till we were able to come back again. And now, Baruch Hashem, we're in the same place a year later. And Baruch Hashem, we are able to come back. Kemat, everybody, Yitz Hashem, soon everybody will be able to come back. We should step back a little bit on this, in these days. The Hachonis for Shredish, Hachonis Hazel Lochem, the whole world and the whole Torah Mitzvah is just for us to have a part of Hashem's eternity. And think, number one, how much we have to be thankful for the past that we're still here and we're healthy, Baruch Hashem, each one on his level. And it's the Yad HaShemayim we went through and we've seen it. You remember just a year ago, people didn't have toilet paper, or they thought they didn't have toilet paper. Everybody did have toilet paper. But they thought they didn't have, eggs, all kinds of basic things. Oh, what's going to be? But now we laugh at it. But Baruch Hashem, we can laugh at it. That's the biggest success that we can laugh at it. And now we're going forward in Mitzvah Shem, Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should see much bigger Yeshuas than we see now. The real Yeshua, B'ez Mashiach, an opinion of Mikdash, from Heir of Yemenu, but it's totally nuts. If we refresh ourselves and show ourselves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be part of that eternal, beautiful world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzvah Hashem, that will bring us the Gula and the Heir of the Name. God bless you.